Hi, well, here I am sitting at Woolacombe by the side of the sea, and very pleasant it is too. We're looking at 7:30 on the clock, and the sun is setting, and it's a gorgeous orange ball in the sky, and the sea's fairly calm. There's a little few breakers, but nothing major. Perfect place to be doing a meditation. And today I chose card number 21, the world. And so as I set off to meditate, I climbed the stairs, and the stairs were, or seemed to me to be, iron stairs. And as I approached the door was a rather heavy wooden door, and the card of the picture of the world card was there in full colour on the front of the door. I opened the door, stepped through into a, what I can only describe as a beautiful summer's day. Lots of grass and that sort of thing. And then for some reason I was guided to a sort of a Roman amphitheatre and some games, or it may have been Greek, of course. Certainly there were games being carried out. Lots of people sitting in the audience watching what was going on. And basically I took my place in the audience. There was nobody that I could really speak to. I just was an observer. And I observed people in challenges against themselves and against other people, and in some cases against animals. Then after a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes or so, I felt that because there was nobody there to speak to, that it was time to leave. And so as I set about leaving, there was a tremendous roar from the crowd. There was a young man who had triumphed, and basically he was being crowned the victor. And it was a case of to the victor the spoils. So that was it. Then I sort of made my way back across this meadow and back up to the doorway. Came through the door, closed the door behind me, and went down the staircase and back into where we are at present here in Woolacombe. And when I thought about what this card actually meant, you know, what did it mean to me? And it was basically, it's a card of success, that you have everything there at your fingertips, or the world at your feet, is a phrase that springs to mind. And success will come to you, not at any cost. Success will come to you, providing you are keen-eyed, strong like the lion, and determined like the goat. And providing you are all three, keep your eye on what's going on, be strong and be determined that you are not going to fail in this task. The laurel wreath of success is awaiting you, and the laurel wreath surrounds the prize. And in this particular card, the prize to me is the beautiful young lady that the man is seeking. So that, to me, is what the world card is all about. It's a card of success, but having the strength and the determination and the keen sight to see it through. So until the next time I send you one of these reports, I'll wish you love and light and blessed be.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.